Welcome to Floating Nifty Podcast. My name is Shouwen.
And I'm Noah.
So happy, not just glad, so happy to be here. It has been crazy of 2 weeks, I think, roughly about 2 weeks. And so when you guys hear this, it's probably the third week. And I am going a bit crazy. It's very intense. And I noticed that my tea practice has been very intense as well. But I'm still very grateful that I actually have a tea practice and I get to see that. And so, podcasts and live sessions are, nowadays wonderful ways for me to stay connected with all of you guys and with myself too. Yeah. And I hope you guys are all healthy and well, besides being a bit crazy like me. So today we are going to continue our fundamentals, podcast series. I think we have talked, about the mouthfeel or aka texture 3 episodes.
Yes. And we did 2 episodes on aftertaste.
On aftertaste. And today we are going to move on. And I believe we have 3, podcast episodes on throat sensation, which also sound like, what does it sound like? Sorry. Hou yun.
Throat sensation.
Hou yun in Chinese. So yun is a feeling. It's very hard to translate. So I normally just call it throat feeling or throat sensation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And when we move on to it, you guys can probably know a little bit. Some of you guys are very good with this kind of stuff, and some of you guys might be new to what is called throat sensation. Today, we continue to do our fundamentals in cereal tea bowl style.
Yay!
Just 2 bowls of tea, and we are comparing our Dongding traditional A and Li Shan today. And you guys probably noticed that we are using Dongding traditional A a lot. And I think Noah...
Like a lot, a lot.
A lot, yeah. Noah mentioned it in our previous live session, and I think he make it really clear with this tea is... What did you say?
Well, it does all the things that we're looking for. It moves, plus it's blunt.
Blunt,
so
here
it's
you go.
Easier to see what's happening. The movement is fast, but it's not so fast that you're like, what just happened?
Yeah. You can actually watch it and it is a little bit blunt. And you guys probably also noticed that I tend to blank out quite a lot lately because I am underneath a lot of stress. So I don't even know which language I'm speaking. I forget what I was speaking. So, yeah, cool. So 4 grams of tea in tea bowls. White tea bowls, if you have them. If you don't, just pick 2 cups at home that is identical. They will work as well. And boiling hot water. And once again, Dongding traditional A and Li Shan high mountain oolong.
Mm.
And we'll see what happens. So we are going to put hot water in both bowls. Do I pronounce it correctly? Bowls?
Bowls?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, cool.
Yeah. You like have pronunciation phobia.
I do, so sometimes I spell it out for you guys. Not to insult you guys, not know how to spell. It's just, I just worry that you guys will hear a totally different word. For example,
I always understand what you're saying.
B-O-W-L and B-A-L-L, so.
Maybe I just hear you talking enough, but it sounds really clear to me. And anyway, we'll probably keep going with the same, kind of like not breaking every single part into little tiny details like we were in the first couple episodes, first 3 episodes.
Yeah.
But still go back to the scent and the texture just a little bit. So because those are also really important parts of drinking
tea.
Yeah,
don't forget about those parts, the scent. And we are going to do maybe 1 or 2 episodes just on the scent itself.
Yeah, once we open up the rest of the body,
in the future,
you can
go
back to the scent and there's a lot more to see there.
True. But today, I think that's right. So like right now, the Li Shan tea already pretty open. And since Dongding traditional A is a roasted tea, it opened a little bit slow. And it's kind of fun to watch this also. It will actually help you to brew tea if you kind of identify the speed of how fast the tea leaves open up when it comes to the roast style teas.
So observant.
Shut up.
Seriously.
Thank you. So scent, here you go. I'm smelling Lisan High Mountain Oolong, and it's citrus, it's fruity, it's very, very pretty. And so first just do that, and then do the route. It passed the nostril, but not too far. It doesn't expand too far into the head. And just do it fairly fast, you know.
I smell citrus and butter.
Yeah, super pretty. I want to eat the scent. And then Dongding traditional, toasted grains, drier fruit, kind of, but not like your raisin and that kind of stuff. More like fruit that, how do you say, young fruit, I think. But somehow I feel it's dry because it's roasted. And the second sniff will go into the shape. It passed the nostril and it go into the head a little bit further. Because it's Noah said, it's a more blunt tea. And so let's scoop out one.
The texture is more thick on the traditional Dongding as well.
Yes, yeah. I kind of do it in a speedy way today. Nowadays, I'm like totally short of patience, so I like rush through everything, including my own tea brewing. So my tea tastes very rushed, whatever that means.
On to the broth.
On to the broth. Texture. I'm not going to break it down, okay? Like our texture episodes, I just mentioned maybe one part to compare the two teas, and you guys can do more of that at home. I want to focus this talk more on the throat sensation, hou yun.
Actually, a nice spread on the lishan. Spreads nicely across the tongue.
Yeah, and when you guys get really good at this, you know, not good, just more familiar with this, like all the points that we talk about, light to medium body, spread pretty nicely across the board, it spread very gently. Does it puff out? Not as much. A little below, I can feel the rooftop, but it doesn't have that dimension. So that will be, in the future, it will be, you don't need to break it down sip by sip. You can do one sip and just identify those things. If you want to lure in aftertaste too, boom, happen. Salivation.
Really, yes,
yeah.
Salivation, the really beautiful fragrance is back in the mouth.
It's back. So there's a salivation and there's a fragrant style of aftertaste. And let's move on to Dongding traditional, eh? The same thing, okay? You can do it actually fairly fast after you practice a lot of teas. Medium to heavier body. Spray for sure. And puff up to the rooftop with a much larger presence.
And the angle is more obvious.
Yeah,
angle
the
moving
angle
back
to
towards the throat.
Move back to the throat, which will tie that into the main focus of today's tea. And then aftertaste, not the flower bouquet. A little bit taste for sure on the fruit part, young fruit, and toast. Not toast that you eat, toasty.
toasted grains, maybe?
Yeah, toasted grain, and then big salivation.
Yeah, that's simulation.
Yeah. More under the tongue. Yeah. And then the lisan feels more on the top of the tongue.
Yeah. The roof of the mouth too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Even though I heard that salivation is exclusive from underneath the tongue. But sometimes you can feel different things, by the way. And it's okay. It's not hallucination, okay?
And if it is, it's a good kind of hallucination.
Yeah, yeah. I think it's really fun to hallucinate with tea. Don't you think?
Yeah.
Yeah, totally.
I totally agree.
Yeah.
That's why I got into tea in the first place.
Is you hallucinate with tea?
Yeah.
Cool. People have different goals in their lives, you know?
I just wanted to hallucinate.
And we just heat up the tea water again. And I will pour some more hot water into both tea bowls. And so this sip, I will invite you and suggest also to the moment you are swallowing the liquid, and it's when it's passing your throat area, and see if you even feel anything. And if you do, what are you feeling? Okay, so let's do the Lisan High Mountain Oolong. And you can take your time too. I normally do it quite fast. I'm quite a speedy person. So let's do this.
Just a really light slipperiness.
It feels actually soft.
Yeah.
Like I mean, if seriously you want to use buttery, I feel that I can feel that butteriness
in my throat.
Yeah. And it's thinner. And for sure, when it's passing the throat, yes, I can feel it. And then, so just feel, if first, can you feel something there? And what are you feeling? Okay. And then maybe the next round we'll do a little bit different things. Okay. So let's move on to the Dongding traditional. So for Dongding traditional, when you pass, when the tea breath pass, it feel the presence at the throat much stronger and thicker.
And it's warming and it goes down a little bit more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it feels warmer somehow. Yeah. And then the Li Shan tea feels soft and gentler. And the Dongding tea feels really warm to a point that almost actually hard for me to swallow. Mm. And I don't think it's the liquid is hotter because I actually use... The liquid should be actually, by scientific way, it should be cooling just a little bit because I put the hot water in roughly at the same time and we drank...
The Li Shan first.
We drank the Li Shan first. Yeah. Yeah.
The Li Shan I feel more just in a thin line right behind my Adam's apple.
Whoa.
And the Dongding I feel more spreading out to the, I guess more of the front of my throat, but spreading out more.
Much thicker.
Yeah, yeah.
Much bigger route. Yeah. Like if you want to look at it as a tube, the tube is bigger.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not necessarily rounder though. Yeah. It's bigger.
Yeah.
And almost a little bit on the rough side,
mm-hmm.
for a short second. Yeah. But the presence is for sure there. And that's why we like to use Dongding traditional A so much. Is the salivation sensation. There is puffiness. There is the angle. And at the throat area, it's really clear. Mm. You know, so we kind of use this as a wonderful tea to compare to other teas. Yeah.
It's a really good teaching tool.
Teaching tool, absolutely. And also good tea to drink.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, totally.
And second one, let's try to see not only do you feel it, can you feel the shape? I guess in the previous swallowing, we already talked about that, but see maybe like the presence, how long it can stay.
Okay.
You know? Yeah. So the second one on the Li Shan High Mountain Oolong, I feel like I can still, of course, feel the throat. And I think it become a little bit thicker since I've been soaking this tea for such a long time. But yet I don't feel it move very much at the throat. Like it just stay in one location.
Yeah, kind
at
of
the throat.
It kind of creates an impression and it slowly fades over time.
Yeah. And it doesn't move down. I mean, if it passed the throat, see if it continue to move just a little bit. And I don't feel the presence of the tea broth, moving down.
But it's very pretty and soft.
Oh, totally soft. Like, especially the first one before it was soaked this long, it's seriously almost like fluffy and buttery to me.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's really pretty.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then let's look at this Dongding traditional A on the throat sensation on the second round. So Dongding traditional A, for sure is stronger. The presence is stronger on the throat sensation. And here I'm going to let Noah help me because I'm going to point out different spots in my throat area, neck, but I don't know how to call them. So Li Shan, this second swallow, I feel like it stay mainly here.
Just really on the esophagus that's it.
And then Dongding, it's really thick here, and then I can feel it, like there's a movement of opening.
Yeah, it starts to spread beyond kind of into the muscles.
Yeah.
The muscles that are kind of connecting.
Yeah.
I guess the jaw. I don't know anatomy very well either,
oh, okay.
So I don't know exactly what to say, but it spreads about, you know, an inch or two beyond where, like, just that line where the esophagus goes down is further out than that.
And then after you pass that, you call it esophagate?
Just the tube that you swallow stuff
down. The tube, okay, yeah. The tube. I like the word tube. and you can feel the breath going down, mm-hmm. just a little bit,
yeah.
more. And which we are going to have other sessions on this kind of sessions where the breath is moving to, you know, in the future. But this one is the throat. It actually opens. I feel like it opens a little bit more. Or you don't need to call it open if it spreads a little bit more.
Yeah.
On the Dongding traditional A.
It expands more. Just the way that it expands in the mouth. There's kind of that impression of almost like a ball,
mm-hmm.
expanding in the roof of the mouth and the tongue.
Mm.
Kind of make your mouth feel bigger than it actually is.
Yeah.
The same thing in the throat. There's like this sensation of expansion going on.
Yeah.
So it feels like there's movement in the Dongding tea.
Yeah.
Whereas the Li Shan tea, it it leaves an impression.
Here. Yeah.
It's comfortable and it's actually really pretty.
Yeah.
But it doesn't have that same expansion feeling.
Yeah. And once again, it feels warmer again somehow. Yeah. It's very interesting.
And like
the
same
temperature of teas, one feels cooling and one feels warmer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like you said, the Dongding continues, there's a longer line that it continues down to kind of stimulate in the body.
Mm. Fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so we'll do one more one more round of hot water into these two bowls of tea and maybe recap a little bit. And so when you guys drink tea, you can start to watch. And if this is really, really new to you, like you have no idea, like what are you talking about? Maybe Noah can repeat his story again when he first encountered throat sensation from me and
He
did. Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. It's actually quite a fun story while the water is heating up.
Because I came here, I tried some teas. You brewed me a charcoal Dongding and you pointed out that the tea leaves an aftertaste in the throat. And I thought that was so cool. I was really curious to go home and figure it out because when you said it, I couldn't feel it really. Maybe I remember thinking, do I feel it? I'm not sure if I feel it. But I got to know what she's talking about. So I went home, I would just drink I drank like gallons of hot water through my tea, trying to figure out what you're talking about.
Yeah.
To the point where I'm so high, I was just like seriously lying on the floor on my back at my apartment. Yeah. Yeah. Just like, do I feel it or don't I feel it? I have no idea if I feel it. It took me a while after that before I actually felt it, before I could actually notice it. And then even longer after that, before I could identify kind of textures and characteristics and the different elements inside of the throat sensation.
Yeah.
And I'm still exploring that. But,
sure, sure.
But so, that moment that it showed up for me the first time,
isn't
I was
that
like,
super exciting?
Oh.
Isn't that super exciting?
Yeah, yeah.
So please have patience if you don't get it right first round.
Some people get it really
get
fast.
It really
some people
fast.
Get it like the first time they take a class with us. They're just like already touching their throat. They're like,
yeah,
what is this? You know,
feeling.
And then some people like me. It took me, I don't know, the better part of a year probably before I finally felt it, and I was just like, that's awesome.
And the thing is, the moment you start to feel it, so please don't give up. The moment you start to feel it, you will become more and more sensitive with different sensations there, you know? Cause it really will open up. It open up the door for you, in different parts of your body.
Yeah. The
when
throat,
it comes to tea.
I call the throat the gateway.
Yeah. Cause your tea will become some of your better teas that you, when you never feel them that way, they will show up for you.
Yeah.
And so just keep going at it. It's really fun practice.
And there's so much, not just whether or not it has throat sensation.
Yeah, there's later, hopefully by the third episode that we can talk about some of the throat sensation teas have incredible moving capacity beyond actually my imagination.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so this last round, I put some more boiling hot water in both of the bowls again. And let's do the Lisan tea again. And you can also watch how the throat sensation, the throat sensation changes through different brewings maybe. I mean, today we don't really literally brew one infusion after the other. We just soak the tea multiple times, top it with more hot water. And I already noticed how much the throat sensation actually change in this Lisan tea. This third one feel more like blended into my throat. It's there, but it's harder to identify where exactly it is actually. And there's the incredible softness returns.
Yeah, it feels almost velvety.
Yeah, it becomes actually much bigger now.
Yeah, yeah.
But in a really gentle way. Yeah, I feel it's moving. Oh, I feel that the aftertaste in this Lishan High Mountain Oolong just moves just a little bit now. So maybe this is a tea that it takes a little bit while for it to loosen up and open up like this way.
Also, it's so soft.
It's so soft.
I feel it really at the kind of at the base of my tongue going just down a little bit further. It's not super, super deep, but I feel that really soft feeling just down in that kind of like curvature area of my throat more.
Mm-hmm. And it's so soft, I it's so weird, like I want to lay on it.
Yeah.
To receive a little bit soft comfort, you know. And then I see how much the Dongding traditional A actually change or not change at the throat feeling right now. Also, actually, I have to say, it becomes softer with, of course, by comparison, bigger presence. And it doesn't feel like it's moving, but it becomes into a blanket to me and my throat area. And also really comfortable right now. I think the second round was the hardest one on the throat sensation for this Dongding traditional egg. And this third trying is softened up just a little bit. So that's really nice and big.
And it spreads really far.
It spreads. And so just to recap, okay, the moment you are swallowing the tea liquid, just see if you can feel the liquid presence passing through your throat. And if yes, if it's a no, then just look at this. Oh, no. Don't feel a damn thing, even though I just swallowed my tea. But if you actually can feel something, what you can do is watch where the liquid is touching your throat area or neck. Let's expand it into the neck then, not just throat, even though we call it throat sensation. The neck, the throat, where? Is it just one spot? Is it thick? Is it thin? Can you identify a shape? And after you identify where it's touching you, maybe at a second swallowing, can you actually feel if it can move or not? Just do this. And I think this is a wonderful practice. Third infusion, then watch if the throat sensation actually change. And normally with this method today, both teeth actually become a little bit softer and become really comforting. So if you can see that. And for those of you who can actually identify throat sensation very well, then just see if the liquid, after it passed the throat, can you actually feel the liquid going down just a little bit on the presence? And we'll just do it to this point. I think that's good enough. Already sometimes I think maybe too much information already for people.
And if you don't notice it, if you can't feel it, just if you can, do your best to just notice that you can't feel it.
Yeah.
And that's it.
That's also a great practice.
Yeah.
And you guys are not the only one. Sometimes when I go to Taiwan to learn tea from those teachers, I seriously have no idea and couldn't even wrap around my mind to know what they are actually feeling with their teas. And the speed that they can feel the teas is incredibly fast and big. Yeah, like the moment they open their mouth to describe a tea to me, it was just phenomenal.
It's a whole body thing too.
Yeah, it's not fast though, really fast. And so even though right now we are doing a breaking down style, the purpose of this is to let you guys get into the microscopic way of practicing. And when you get really familiar enough, you own enough practice, later let's all link it together and then let's link the speed as well. Because some tea on incredible speed that we have to watch it fast enough to be able to notice how beautiful they are and how wonderful they are. Also, a quick announcement. So you guys will listen to this one on Monday. So we plan our live sessions on Tuesday until the end of April, and we are going to post the information very soon. And also, please watch out for our Facebook. We are going to create a Facebook group to launch our live sessions, not just there, and to offer a platform for us to discuss, to have a wonderful discussions about teas, you know, for this community. And so hopefully by the weekend, we can get this launched and we can get our act together and post some of the tea samples that you guys can follow us and drink it together with us on the live sessions. And I think we are going to use the Tuesday live sessions to dedicate to the podcast, follow up to the podcast in a live form and a visual form. And then we are also planning to do a Thursday live session pretty soon. And we call it, we'll probably start it about either the end of March or early April. We call it the same tea 7 day challenge. And we'll use a day to once a week to recap the tea. And we're going to announce what tea we are going to drink it for 7 days in a row and see what we learn from it. It's just some fun stuff for people to do at home, right now, to drink tea and to pay, more attention to the tea that you are drinking. And I think I hope you think it's a wonderful practice that we are offering with all of you guys. And that's it. Thank you for listening and thank you for the support. We are still well and healthy, thank goodness. And we still have an internet business to run and we are extremely grateful. And we hope you all very well and healthy as well. And check out our website, floatingleaf.com, and Facebook possibly for the live sessions and Instagram as well. And stay well, please. We'll see you next Monday.
Bye.
Bye.